Well,
I don't know. Starting a 2-hour show is feasible for what I'm about to say. Because on tonight's write-up, you will see that I've kind of shortened it to the factual. And when I say that, I'm keeping it short and sweet and factual. It quite simply says, dear fans of Psychic Choice Radio, which we hope you are, it is imperative, it is with imperative concern even, that I must continue to ask for your supportive donation. A suggested small fee of $3.50 per caller helps us to bring you shows like this one that you have taken the time to call into. So, with two people in the call queue, I'm probably wasting my time and my breath at the moment. Should I wait and see the call queue build up and then say it again? Or should I put it right at the start of the show? And this is what I've been thinking, is to say, put at the start of the show because people listen back. Do they listen back? Or do they just come on, get the reading and shoot off and never listen back? This is what I'm beginning to think, because, you know, we've been doing these shows for over 10 years now, consecutively, between two studios, yeah? And we were running two studios together at one time. Nobody seems to remember those days, or nobody seems to want to remember them even more. Now, a lot claimed on recent global activities, i.e. the coronavirus. You can't blame everything on one thing and one thing alone. There are people out there that enjoy this show, and I do know that we have a regular large call queue on a Friday evening. What makes it different to sit here at the start of a 2-hour show and see two people only in the studio tells me that I've done something wrong again. I've changed the write-up. I've asked for imperative concern, your imperative concern, my imperative concern, whose imperative concern, it doesn't matter. What does imperative concern mean anyway? It means that we need something, yeah? And what do we need? We need your support. Is it really too much to ask? When I said at the start of the show this evening, $3.50 is about the price of a cup of coffee over here. $3.50 converts to around £2 sterling, yeah, at the moment. That's the price of a cup of coffee. You really can't be bothered to dip your hand into your purse to support what we give you 7 nights a week, wherever possible. 7 nights a week, 365 days of the year, you know, and the people that come forward to help are not just genuine people in what they do, They are genuinely concerned about you and your welfare. Otherwise, they would not take the time to be here freely for you. That's right, freely. These people are giving up 2 hours of their time to be here with you. And it looks like we've lost Chris. There's two people in the call queue and Chris has disappeared. So without Chris, we can't do it anyway. Well, I don't think my microphone was open while I was waiting for Chris to return to the show there. But I've just got a message from one concerned caller telling me why. I'm not going to repeat that over the air. It wouldn't be right to do so. But everybody's entitled to an opinion, of course. And, you know, if you feel that you're being treated incorrectly by any of our psychics, mediums here on Psychic Choice Radio, then, you know, your comments are our concern, because, you know, it's how we can put things to right sometimes. It's not my concern, and it's not my, I should say, it's not my job to put things right. And, you know, I don't employ these people. I don't own these people in any way, shape or form. And you can never own anybody anyway. You know, they're not employed by me. They don't get paid for what they do. They come freely. So, you know, maybe it's because we're asking for donations. It's like, okay, is a person allowed to be rude to you, so to speak, in a mannerism? If you are not paying, if you're not donating or you're not paying anything, does it matter whether you're paying or not? If you're paying something, then you expect politeness, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is here. And, you know, it's say, okay, maybe the person will get back to me and say, I know you were talking about me. This has happened before. And there's one lady that was actually doing shows with us for a long time and said, I know you were talking about me. Because when I speak for the whole. I don't speak to one person. If I was to address myself to one particular person, if I had something to say to that one particular person, it would be a lot stronger words, I can assure you, if I needed to. So, you know, when I address people across the station, it is for all, not for one. So if you're taking on to yourself, that is your problem, not mine. Okay, so our call queue is building up slightly. What we're going to do, because we need a call queue, We can't actually start a show without one. Yeah? And two people in the call queue at the moment is a bit silly for a two-hour show. So, you know, I can see Chris is there waiting patiently to start and help you there this evening. Now, let's just say, before we continue, right, that each person that joins me on Psychic Choice Radio has their own way of words and their own expressions and interpreting spirit. What's coming from spirit comes through Chris. Chris, I can tell you from listening, and I can tell you that despite not having a reading myself with Chris yet, is that the accuracy and feedback from people that I've heard has been spot on. Now, this may not be for everybody. And if you are interpreting what Chris said, and you're saying yes, 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 to whatever Chris said, coming to you from spirit, remember this is not Chris, this is spirit talking through Chris, and that goes for any psychic or medium that joined me on the show, yeah? So each person has their own modality and their own words that they use. We may use these words in everyday life, in everyday conversation, but we have to interpret what spirit is saying to us. And we can only do that in our own words. Spirit don't have no choice words to give us. You know, they're not going to come in some posh, la-di-da voice because you were brought up that way. You know? You know, you're getting it off the cuff, so to speak, and we can't all be, you know, we can't all have a fine choice of word, and we can't all be, no, okay, I'm going to say it, hoity fucking tighty, you know, because that's what seems to come across with a lot of people, is that they expect, you know, highbrow words to come through from spirit. They're not going to. If these people were not on that level when they were here, they're not going to be on that level when they cross over, trust me. And if they swore like a trooper when they're here, they're going to do it over there as well, if God allows them to. Which I very much doubt. Right, we have a call queue at last. There are now four people. We're going to make a start. If we don't make a start, we ain't going to get through the show, are we? So let's say hello to Chris.
Hello. Hello, Ken. What's up?
You know, it's like, oh, I don't know. I get very nervous and, you know, uptight about the respect given to the guests that we have on our shows, because, you know, let's say, Chris, now yourself, for instance, is that we go out of our way to get people like yourself to join us, and you know, you're giving up 2 hours of your time to be with me, and we've had some wonderful people on our shows with us. You know, and they've left for one reason or another, but okay. You know, it gets a little bit annoying when you got these comments stating that, oh, you know, I'm not getting what I come for. And I'm thinking, well, have you dipped your hand in your pocket, for instance? Have you actually donated anything yet? You know, and that's the type of thing. I know that there are these people there that actually do donate regular, but it's like some people will make comments, negative comments, when they don't even bother to pay anything. They don't even bother to support us in any way, shape or form. You know, it really gets my goat. Anyway, we're going to start the show because we do have a call queue now. And okay, so right at the top, Veronica.
I don't even hear her.
Okay, Veronica, you've done it again. You muted yourself. Okay, right. Pop Veronica back then, because we're not going to have this evening. We've spent enough time talking already. Let's see where we're going. Hello.
Hey, Chris. Hi. Hey, Ken.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is Jessica.
Oh, what's up?
Hey.
How can I help you?
Howdy. Happy
what's
Friday.
Because I talked to a lot. I was going to say, with Jessica? Cause
it's
I talked,
Jessica
I talked to
that
a lot
called you once in the blue. Yeah.
No. Nope.
The Jessica that called me. So I had sort of, I mean, I'll just leave it kind of vague. I'm curious what you're picking up as far as what this guy, Anthony, thinks about me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you
can I ask you about that?
Anything?
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead. Okay, so you wanted to know what Anthony is thinking about you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I can give you more information if you want. I don't need to be at all shady, but yeah.
Well, first of all, I just want to say hi because I don't know which Jessica this is. I talk to a lot of Jessicas. I have like one Jessica. I live in a different state, so I mean, if we've talked before offline, then I just want to say hi, because there's so many people I talk to, so I don't remember.
We haven't spoken offline. This is like the third time I'm talking to you here. Yeah.
The reason why you're asking where he thinks of you is because what I'm seeing is like you're putting more work into the relationship. More commitment, more feeling to it in a way. And it seems like there's something that he's not doing. So you have this kind of doubt, like, does he even like me anymore kind of feeling? That's the feeling I get. Like, does he even... Hold on, I have to drink something. But, yeah. It's like that.
Okay, so
does he even like me?
Let me give you some more information while you're drinking water. So this is not like a romantic thing. This is just somebody that I know from around town. Like I see him at the park a lot, and he's always very friendly with me. Like he'll wave, meaning like that. He'll wave a lot, and he's always sort of. He always notices me from far away when he's driving around and like, waves at me. And it's like kind of flirty, like the way he does it. Like, I kind of feel like he has like a little crush on me. But when I go up to him, so this guy's a married man though. So I'm not like looking for that. I'm just sort of confused by his behavior. But then when I go up to go speak to him to have a conversation, he's always sort of like running away, like a little boy. Like he gets, I don't know if it's like he's nervous or he's like afraid that he has a little crush on me and he's married, or I just make him uncomfortable. I'm not really sure I don't know what
first of all,
about.
Well, first of all, I mean, what I picked up besides what you told me before you told me he was married, I did feel like there was a connection there in some kind of way, but it's kind of like he wants to be friendly, but I think it's more because he's married and then he's nervous, so it's kind of like he's just giving you a friendly gesture, and it kind of confuses you because he's running away. Okay, and it's weird because right now I get this feeling like, hold on, okay, there's something either wrong with you person around him that kind of just intertwines. Like I'm seeing like somebody behind you. I kind of feel like he sees and hears spirit in a way. But it's kind of like he's very mysterious. He has this kind of mystery to him in a way. I just get this weird feeling like I think there's more to him than what you realize. I just feel like there could have been almost like a past life, so to speak, like a twin flame in a past that he's taken now. And then with that being said, I kind of feel like he's unhappy. And he just seems to notice you from far away. I don't know why. I just get this feeling like there's something about you that draws his light to you and your light to him. There's something that there's supposed to be connection. I actually feel like there's a message in between, but I just feel that you're going to find out. And I get the word illusions. The Seven of Cups came up. So there's a lot of mystery and kind of misconception of what he is trying to say or what he wants from you. And what it was weird is that you told me that he was married, right? I remember you saying that, even though, you know, I told you not to say anything, but it's okay. You know, you just told me a very little. But for some odd reason, I get a feeling like, I don't know why I got this feeling. Like I told you, there's a twin flame thing. But I kind of get the feeling that he's, like you said, he's married. But I don't feel like he even has a home. I kept getting the word homeless. Trying to become homeless. He appears and it's like he doesn't have a home. And then with the relationship between her and him, it's kind of like she does her thing and he does his. So it's like he's not even married. I kind of feel like he's just looking for companionship or someone to talk to. And then when he sees you, he has this inner child that he just doesn't really, I don't know, but he doesn't have the way to communicate with people. He wasn't brought up to socialize. So when people try to come close to him, he runs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, a couple of things that you were saying, like, it definitely, like, he has, like, really nice, appealing energy. Like, I see him, like, he'll be driving around town, and he always spots me. Like, he always sees me walking around, and he's always, like, he gives, like, the cutest smile and the wave to me, and it's, like, it feels super, like that little kid. It definitely feels like a little kid energy, like, just so happy. I didn't know if it was like, does it dawn on him that he has a crush on me?
Honestly, I feel like I think he has a feeling like, but he doesn't make it too obvious in a way. That's what I'm getting. It's kind of like that's the feeling that I'm, he doesn't realize that he is being flirty with you. He doesn't notice that he's making those kind of like passes and noticing you from far away. But when he comes up close, it's kind of like, I don't think he's acknowledging it. I'm being told that spirit is trying to make him to socialize with you to break that cycle of from him. He does not really talk to people at all. And you're the first person that I'm seeing that he's talking to who wants that companionship. He wants the person that he can talk to and relate. And there's something about you that he feels that's different from other people. Because when he sees other people, they kind of assume that he's homeless. And that's what I picked up. It's funny that I said that. But it's like he has his life where it's kind of like in between, to be honest with you. And it's kind of, I want to say that people are rude with him and treat him like shit. That's the way I'm going to just tell you flat out. They treat him like shit. And with you, you don't do that. You see him as a human being. You acknowledge him, that you acknowledge him. But when, like I said, but when you go up to him, he does not have that social, that socializing communication with humans, even though he's human himself, but he just isolates himself because he's just has a lot of anxiety and he has this afraid of rejection is what I'm seeing. So there's a lot of fears that he's got. And you're the closest thing that I get to humanity is what I got. And it's weird because I don't know anything about you, but I feel like with you, you have this ability to where, like, I'm going to get, like, human sources or, you know, or a company around you that does human resources or something like that, and he sees that in you. Does that make sense?
Well, I think that what you're talking about, like, it's just confirming, like, what I've been thinking. It's this intimacy thing, because he talks to a lot of people, but I don't think he knows how to be intimate, and he knows that I see him.
Yeah.
Like, we really see each other. But
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you see anything happening here, or is it just, this is, I mean, clearly this is how he is. I mean, I'm not approaching him anymore because it's ridiculous. I'm not playing cat and mouse, and I'm not looking to date him. He's a married man, but I just,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just want to get closer to him, just at least to have conversations. And the conversations with him last all of 2 seconds, and then he's like off running. Like, I was going to give him a flyer about the New World Order, and he was like already driving away. And I was like, "You don't want my flyer?" And he was like, "No, I'll take it." And then it was like he was off again. But it's like it's always like it's like a scared little kid. So
yeah. Yeah.
Is that like
is that the end
of it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's meaning that that's our time. But if you want to, we can probably talk this offline. So if you want to, I would recommend to text me right after you hang up, or if you choose to listen to the show, you can reach me at 210. If you have a paper and pen, it's 210-974-3470. Again, it's 210-974-3470. And just if you want to, we can talk after the show because there's more information, but I'm just very limited because Ken has other callers. So when the bell rings, that means that our time's up. But if you want to talk to me, then we can talk that offline. So just text me right as soon as you hang up, and then we can go from there. And I'll call you after.
I just wanted to know, like, the result here because it's ridiculous. Okay.
But we'll talk afterwards. Just give me a text.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ken. I guess you don't have the timer anymore.
Thanks, Jessica. Oh, you know. The same, because a lot of people were getting really annoyed with the timer, and you know that 3 minute timer. I think that lady's got such an annoying voice anyway, you know, because you hear her at the start and end of the show when she's doing the counting to the start of the show, and then she does the counting at the end of the show, and that voice is built into Blog Talk, so we recorded it and we thought we'd use it for our own 3 minutes. And it's like, you know, every time I played it, I was getting a little bit annoyed with it myself. And I thought, now let's just put a bell in there. Because, you know, you can ring a bell as many times as you need to, can't you? You know? We had to ring it more than once. Because, you know, I think, say... But no, I don't mind letting, somebody finish their conversation, of course. I think that's a good thing, you know. But it's just the bell to remind that it has come to an end, you know, is because 10 minutes is 10 minutes. And if we give, like, 12 minutes to one person and the next person wants the same and so on and so forth. Right, let's see if Veronica's back then, shall we? Hello? Veronica, are you with me now? Yes? No? Doesn't look like it. Okay. Right. So Veronica's just listening there this evening, it would seem. So let's bring Chrissy's microphone back on, and we're with Laura.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Fine. Doing good today. So how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what you might be picking up for me around any type of changes coming my way.
What's the question again? I didn't hear it. What is coming your way?
Are you picking up any changes that are going to happen? Anything around changes around anything, really?
Okay, well, that's weird because you said changes, but when you were saying changes, I heard pages. Pages, like a page of a book.
Oh.
And it was weird because I was like, that's why I was like, what? Like, what did you say? Because I wanted to make sure I heard you say, I heard you say, but I was like, okay, you know what? Let me clarify if she said pages or changes. So it's kind of weird that you said that changes, but I heard pages. So what I'm being told, since you said page changes, your life is like a chapter. It's like a book. And right now I'm being told like you're in the middle of the book is what I'm being told to tell you, because you haven't seen anything efficiency, like almost like there's nothing that has changed, but you've seen a little bit, but it's kind of like not enough to what I expect. I expect more change. And it's weird because, like I said, you said changes and I heard pages. So when I heard you say that, I said I heard her book, her life is like a book. So basically, like I'm being told, like you're in the middle chapter, and what I'm told to tell you is that you're trying to discover who you are or what you're supposed to be. Like you're self discovering yourself is what I'm seeing. But
I'm trying to
told
figure
that you should already.
What my next move
okay,
should be. Yeah.
Yes, and what I was told to tell you that you have this. Like, how can you put it? Like, you're tied down because I'm seeing imprisonment. The Eight of Swords is telling me that you're, like, kind of, like, trapped. Like, you're trapped in this hole is what I'm seeing. Like, you're trapped in this hole. But I'm being told that you will come out of this hole. So I do see that there will be changes, but it's not going to be as rapidly as what you expect. It's going to be, like, very slow motion, like a very steady pace is what I'm seeing. So I want to say because we're in May. Okay, hold on. Let's see what kind of change are we seeing. What time? Okay, I'm in May. Okay, for some reason, they're telling me mid-July going into August, there's going to be some changes that you will see that will benefit you from where you're at right now. Because everything is like, is what I'm getting is rotating, and you still have to figure out what your next step is. But I'm being told for you to follow what your heart desires, and I'm told for you to write it down, write what you want, make sure it's in red ink when you write it, and you're going to know what to write because it's going to come from your heart. If you write it from your heart and it comes true to you, write it down. And what you're going to do is fold it towards you. And then you're going to say, so mote it be. So it is. And then once you say that, you're manifesting what you want. And then from there, I'm seeing phone calls coming in to where the next step you're going to be taking. So you just manifest what you want, like write your, like you're, pretend like you're writing to someone else, but you're not writing to someone else. What you need to do is like you're writing to yourself, fold it. I've been told you can fold it 3 times towards you because that's what you're wanting. And then you can put a paper clip to seal what you wanted and say, so mote it be. And you can even write it on the top of the paper once you fold it. And then you put, this is what I want to happen to manifest. Once you do that, actually, I want to say 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to see results right after what I told you. You're going to see 2 to 3 weeks. And I keep seeing, I want to say like July and August is what I'm seeing. But it could be sooner. But the faster you do it, the quicker results you're going to get. And I don't know why I keep seeing like a paper folded. It's almost like you're sealing the manifestation to come to you because you're folding it towards you. Now, if you don't want something to come towards you and you want to repel or get rid of, then you get a black pen and you fold it against you. You fold it the other way. And I'm being told, okay, hold on. Okay, you're going to fold it to the west of you. The paper, if it's something that you don't want to or to remove, you fold it to the west of you, the paper. And then you do the same thing. You just say, this is what I don't want. I want this to be removed. And then that's how you do it. And I don't know why I need to tell you that, but kind of like I'm seeing, for some reason, I keep seeing spirit magic is what I got with that, with the paper. Because there's different types of magic. You can even burn it if you want, but if you're doing that, then you're going to write, you're burning your manifestation, to which it can still happen, but you're playing with fire, so you're going to, it'll intense the manifestation if you burn, if you choose to, but that's your free will. It's up to you what you want to do with it. I'm just giving you what I was told from spirit for you to fold it, and then from there, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Laura. Ah, right. Now, okay. There was still 3 minutes there. Right. We have 10 minutes per call. And if a person doesn't wish to take the 10 minutes, and Laura very rarely actually takes her 10 minutes. And she's more content to take 7 or 6 sometimes and pass the mic on to somebody else. So, you know, if you want to do that and you're content with your reading, then, you know, it helps if we've got a busy call queue. We haven't this evening. So what we're going to do, because we've now only got 3 people in the call queue, no particular order to the call queue this evening, just as they fall and as I see them, you know, because what happens is that when people call, and whether they've called early, late, or indifferent, you know, they will go according to area code, and I don't know why Blog Talk does that, but it's just area code, and it goes in consecutive order for some reason. So it just drop in. I haven't numbered the calls this evening, and it's because of various things there that have been happening before the start of the show. We spoke strongly about the need for support and the need for donations, and I can't continue to address that problem. You know, I've tried various interpretive words used to express myself in the strongest possible manner to get people attention and to have them support us. And, you know, nothing's worked. Nothing has worked. We have paid subscribers. Those paid subscribers, the lady that was just with me is actually a paid subscriber. So we don't ask the paid subscribers to do anything more. They've paid up front, yeah, but there are people joining the call queue that are regular callers, yeah, and they never do anything. You know, it is say some we know the ones that are supportive over time. We also know the ones that are never supportive, and you know the ones that never support us. And it's the price of a cup of coffee, as we said earlier. You know, we really do encourage you to give us that support, because we're giving these shows 365 days a year. And to some people, it might be, oh, words roll off his tongue easily because he's asking for something. It's not easy to ask. It is not easy to have to ask. You know, if I had the money to spare, which I did have at the start when we started doing the shows 10 years ago, I never asked for any money at the time. And I was quite happy to continue doing the shows. We were even running two studios at one time. Not because I was any better off back then, but because I wanted to do it. And it got to the point where I couldn't do it anymore. It got to the point now where I can't even run one studio effectively anymore because, you know, finances are not the strongest thing here at the moment, you know, and we have other things that we've got to take care of, like the household bills, for instance. But I'm not asking you to pay them for me. I'm just asking you to support the show. Anyway, time for a break.
But I can't clear my head from what went down last night.
Okay. You know, talking, I'm thinking there while that piece of music was playing, because we have a guest calling number, and obviously it means that if my guest for the evening is in the States, then they're calling in on the same number as you, because it is what it is. It's the guest calling number. And the host calling number that the host can use, if he or she was doing a show from a different location, they could call in. But we use the internet. We don't use a number. We only have one system now, which is called the Singaya system. That's something that Blog Talk set up themselves. And we don't have Skype anymore. We don't have the Google Hangouts anymore, so it's difficult when we have UK readers now. We have to send them a link to join the show. And this is why some of our readers from the UK left us, because there was no way for them to actually join us. So, you know, we've lost a lot of UK readers, really, I suppose, because, you know, it was getting kind of complicated for them to actually join the shows. And sending a link, it's not the best system. But I can honestly say that, you know, Blog Talk Radio provides the number. I don't. And because Blog Talk Radio provides the number for all Blog Talk Radio shows, yeah, and this particular studio had its own number, of course, other studios throughout Blog Talk will have their own call-in number for each podcast that's on Blog Talk Radio. So people know that the number is free to call, and by God, do they take advantage of that, you know? But this particular show over time now has been asking for support. Why is this show asking for support any more than any other show? And you know, there's a lot of people have said to me other shows ask for support, but they do it in a different way. They sell things. I've got nothing to sell. I'm not a writer. I'm not a book writer. I don't make any products, and I can't afford to. So the only way of keeping the shows going and this little podcast that we do is your support, yeah? And we keep going, and we keep going, and we keep going. We can't go indefinitely without support. And I know that we had Pi in the studio. She's had to go away, and she might call back later. But one or two people have spread their comments to me on if we don't like the way a person reads, then we're not going to call into that particular show. Why not? Why wouldn't you? It's going back to what we just said about each Blog Talk Radio show had its own number, which is free to call into from anywhere in the world, by the way. You know? And it's just a case of adding a location number from where you're calling from. If your service provider charges you for a free call, then that is your service provider doing that. And service providers can be very cheeky these days, because they should not be charging you to call into a free phone service. But some of them do. And it's called a transfer fee. Don't ask me how that works, but it depends on your mobile network. And if you're calling from a home phone from anywhere in the world, this number is free to call, I can tell you. Okay, now we've got two people left in the call queue at the moment. We're at the top of the first hour, and the only two people left in the call queue. These people have been with me quite a while now. One's been there 2 minutes and 47 seconds over the first hour. And after the first hour goes, it starts to count again. Another lady in the call queue has been there 22 minutes and 13 seconds over the first hour. So, you know, that's a very long time indeed to be sitting in a call queue. But when we've tried to pick the lady up, she's not answered me. So, we've had the movie. We've had our little soapbox. And we're going to try again. Veronica, are you there?
Hello, 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 hello.
There you are.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim, for taking the show and 100% with you. Thank you, Chris, for so accuracy. Very accurate. And thank you, Ken. Well, hello, Mr. Garcia, sir. I was able to locate you and apologize for that. But it was the, you know, and I want to thank you very much. And I did comply, and I thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you, so what do you see about the job that I am right now? I did get the call yesterday, mm-hmm. and I'm just waiting for the next step. They're forwarding my file to the next step, but that's a long process. But I have passed other, like you request, like the help of God, of course, confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Will you please advise me on that? Then I have something else to ask you, please. Thank you, Chris.
Well, honestly, I do see that, you know, the business, you know, it's going to take the next step for you to be doing a lot of things, because I do see that. I don't know why, but I see the medical field. And then I'm seeing energy. I'm seeing the medical symbol, like for a hospital, but I'm seeing the medical symbol. So I'm being told that you will be, after this, you will be helping people. Of course, you'll be working there, but you're going to be helping people when people need to come to you for some kind of guidance or some just, you know, some kind of inspiration. And I do feel that you will give some people inspiration because you have this way of talking to people because that's who you are. That's what I'm seeing, okay? and I do see that you've grown a lot, so I'm just going to say I'm very proud of you. I mean, because it takes a lot of work for you to be doing. And what was so crazy is right now I was just seeing something, and it's weird because right now I saw the, I don't know why I'm seeing this. It could mean returning to work, too, because the Three of Cups came out and it's telling me that there's pleasure. So I'm being told that they love what you do. Okay?
Mm.
And they have a pleasure working with you. It's because they like the way you work. And then I'm seeing the Justice card. So there's going to be some things that, like I told you, not to worry about. So don't worry about those things. Those things will be taken care of with the law of attraction and what you do. And then if anybody's trying to cause you harm, don't worry about it. Don't worry about past issues. I'm just letting you know that. And then also with the same card, I got something to do with pleasure in the relationship. I'm getting told that the guy that you will meet will have the pleasure to meet you. I'm being told he's very romantic. He's very exotic. He's very, just put it this way, he's very sexual, okay? He's very sexual in that aspect. Very sensual. He's very, like, right when you touch, like, right when I'm being told, like, he touches you, you're going to melt and say, oh, love, I'm just in love. That's the feeling I get. So when that person comes in your life, that he's gonna sweep you off your feet. Is what I'm being told. He's gonna pamper you. He might even take you to a masseuse to go get a massage. Basically, what I was told, he's gonna pamper you. So in case you didn't want to know about your relationship, I'm being told to tell you, because I know you always ask about, you know, people coming in your life. But I'm being told that when a person comes in your life, he's gonna be like a teddy bear. I'm being told that when people see him and they see you, they will be intimidated. I'm being told they're not gonna mess with you. Is what I was told. So I get this feeling like your love life is gonna get, you know, it's gonna start picking up. Because right now I kind of feel like it's there, but it's not the one that you're interested in, or the one that. Because I'm seeing guys coming in and out of your. Of your chart is what I'm seeing, but there will be a time where you will find love, and I'm being told true love, and I'm being told even at this, I'm seeing later down the road possible marriage, okay? But when you find him, don't be surprised, you'll be either dating or he might even give you an engagement ring, and I'm seeing probably like at a restaurant, he's going to bow on his knees, and he's like, what are you doing? Because right when you see him on his knees, you're like, no, don't get on your knees. Get up. You're going to be like, you're making me nervous. But he's going to be like, and I can see him smiling at you, and you're turning red, and you're like, you're just looking at everybody because you know they're looking at you. But I feel like you're going to cry out of happiness because you're going to be like, this is crazy. So.
Yeah,
but I do see a lot of good things coming, so just give it, you know, just let it come. And then as far as, like I told you about work, I see you helping people, and I'm being told that you won't know what the next step will be. I'm being told within, I want to say, like 2 or 3 days, they're going to tell you what you need to do, and I don't see anything else that you need to be concerned about. But there might be a promotion coming also about work. So you might either want to face you that you're understandable, you might train somebody else, but it's not going to be hard because you'll have supervised people to help you in cases you don't know how to tell them what to do, so you will have help. So don't worry about that. But other than that, I think, oh my goodness, hold on. Okay, they're showing me that they're still showing me the pleasure, but I'm being told that you're okay. Okay, I'm seeing two to three kids. Once everything is settled and you're working, you're still going to be working there. But one thing I do see later on, you might move. I'm not really too sure, but there's a chance you might move. But right now, you're okay where you're at. But that is a consideration that you might move. And if you get married, I want to say it's probably going to be, hold on. Okay, I heard November, December time frame. So it's going to be around Thanksgiving or Christmas, very close to the end of the year. But that's when everything's already settled down. Everything's just fine. But then I see love life in your chart. So be careful, Veronica. You're gonna have a lot of guys wanting to go with you. Go, woo!
Oh my god, you make me blush. Oh my god, Chris. I'm not doing anything, so keep on doing me. That's what I'm gonna say. But thank you for them. I can't do that, but go ahead. You know that.
I'm glad that, you know, I can help you, because I mean, I know you called me twice, but it was like, I don't even know what I was doing that day. I must have been asleep. But I did text you, you know, what you needed to ask me, because I felt like you did need my help. But we can talk about that later. But other than that, I see perfect good stuff coming your way. So just be prepared that Mr. The Romantic is going to be coming pretty, pretty soon. So
really? Hello.
And if you get married, I better be invited. Hopefully.
You are.
Okay. You heard that, Ken?
Chris?
Ken, you might want to invite Ken, too, if everything's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Chris, how long does this happen?
That's not going to happen. I see like the marriage and engagement. I want to say it's probably going to be close to the end of the year. Now, if you meet him, hold on.
Yeah, do you know who the man is? Do I know him? Is he next door?
Hold
on.
I'm trying to get, because you're talking. I'm trying to channel. Hold on. Okay. I want to say he is around you, but you have not met him yet. He's working within your area. For some reason, I keep seeing, I'm going to say like July, August. So just keep a lookout for that. But I know our time's up, but we will talk later.
Okay. That's interesting. I really appreciate that.
Good luck in your relationship.
Thank you,
Monica.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Monica. Right, okay. Now then, our call queue is starting to change a little bit. We've just had one new person join us. There's a lady that's been with us a long time now, and really, we haven't taken much notice of how long people have been in the call queue or anything this evening, because it's the way that the callers fall in the call queue, and we've just taken them kind of as they appear in the studio. So there's one lady that's kind of fallen to the bottom of the list sort of thing and got left behind a little bit. But can I just say, before I bring this lady online, that anybody that reads with me, anybody that has helped Psychic Choice Radio in the past and has been a reader, there is no particular need for that person to donate, and yet they do. Now, and we have people that are readers that actually have presented their donations this evening. You know, can I just say that the only two donations that we've had this evening are from people that have actually read on the shows with me. And that's kind of embarrassing, not just for me, but for the readers themselves, because there's no need to do this. It should be down to the callers and listeners to make their support and to make their donations, not the readers and helpers that we have with us. The readers and helpers that we have with us on Psychic Choice Radio are actually presenting themselves to you to help you. And then it's like they're giving their support to running the studio. Then where's yours? You know, it doesn't follow through. And, you know, we really need your support. The callers and listeners are the ones that should be supporting us, not the readers and helpers. You know, that is just not good enough. And the only two donations in PayPal this evening, we're looking at our PayPal page, are from the readers themselves, and that's not on. Yeah, the PayPal button is on every show page, on every show, and it's there for a purpose. And you can see in the write-up before calling in that, you know, we ask for your support. And in tonight's write-up, the actual word imperative concern, what is imperative concern? Because imperative concern is that we think a lot of what we do here in bringing you these shows. And we want to be able to continue to bring you these shows. We have brought you these shows for the last 10 years. We can't continue to run on fresh air. We know that the air is not very fresh anyway these days, but that's beside the point. All the pollution that they send up there, that's a different story. But metaphorically speaking then, you know, we need your support, because running on empty at the moment, and we can't continue to do so. They're changing the fuel system for cars, aren't they? Yeah? The fuel system for cars are changing, they're changing, and they're going to be going green by 2030. Or the whole of the UK is going green. We're going to have electric cars on the road, and there'll be no more fuel-operated vehicles. So they won't be making any more. And they've said by 2050, they're taking them off the roads altogether. There'll be no more fuel cars on the road. That's going to be a good thing for the planet. But is it a good thing for our carbon footprint? Because what are the carbon footprint here? Turkey Choice Radio has got none. We haven't got a carbon footprint here at the moment. Because without your support, we're going to be out of here. We're going to be gone. And, you know, we're not going to continue into the future. You know, because we're still running on fuel, and the fuel for this show is your support. Yeah, we can't change our system. We can't run on an alternative system. We have to run on what we've got coming in, and if that system fails, then we have nothing at all. Okay, enough yapping, because what we're going to do, we're going to bring Chris back online. Yes, Carol, you wanted to say something.
Oh, no, nothing.
Yeah, right. So we're going to bring Chris back online, and we have Queen.
Hello.
Hi, my friends. Both
Hi,
of you.
I'm doing pretty good, and as a matter of fact, I'm just going to tell you like this. Before we go with the reading with Queen, I just want to say, I don't know about other, you know, about other readers, but I have donated to Ken, okay? I'm not going to lie. I have as much as I can, you know, because, of course, I do stuff off radio. But, you know, when I can support people, I'll give them what I can. You know, we're just like everybody else. We're not rich, okay, just because of me. But I want to say for people that, you know, want good guests, besides me and Tina and whoever else joins Kim's show, you're giving back to the network, and I guess it helps Ken, I guess, bills or whatever he needs the money for. Even if it's like $1 or $2, I mean, he says $3-something, but, you know, everybody's on a budget, so if you can do like $2, that's, you know, perfectly fine. And I'm just saying this, Ken didn't tell me anything. I'm just saying that, you know, every little dollar or $2, $3, or even $5 counts, but I just had to say that, you know, and that's for any show because, I mean, to me, I know that most people don't expect for me to donate, but, you know, but I like to give back, and I see that when you do that, you get tenfold back. So just keep that in mind, people. Law of attraction is very important in this field. But enough said. But anyways, Queen, I'm sorry. I had to go there. So anyways, how have you been, girl?
That's fabulous. And I'm the other one that donated.
Okay,
I have been a reader.
Well, yeah, you know what's funny? I guess us readers, we think alike, don't we?
Oftentimes, and Ken has given a lot over the years. I've been around for a long time, and he has given a lot. And but you can't make people, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And that's all I'm going to say. But anyway.
Yeah.
What's up, Chris? Get my message?
But
yes,
I did. I got that message, and I'm looking forward to receiving it. It's funny because I did feel very genuine energy from you. I'm seeing very good success coming your way. And I see like a lot of growth, which I already know you've seen that. Okay, hold on. Let's see what else. Let's see if she comes to the cards, because I wouldn't be surprised if she comes out. But if she does, I'm going to be laughing because she does always come through with you. And then with me, her energy is just very, very strong. Okay, so let's see what we have here. Temperance card came out. The Hermit card came out. Okay. Starseed card came out. Ooh, this is getting interesting. Okay. First, I'm seeing the medical card coming in. I do see that you are going to be helping a lot of people with, I was told, Reiki is what I'm getting. And then I got yoga. That's what I'm seeing. Weird. And then in my head, I don't know why, but remember those forks, and I know that you posted it on my page. I hope you get them, because I do feel that it's going to help you to, you know, just like tools like it. Yeah. And then the other thing I was told to tell you is that I keep seeing, I don't know why, I can't even think what they're called. I just know that they have a mirror. It's like a mirror, but it has like a design in front of it. Most physical cards have it.
Wait a minute. It has what?
Like a mirror. it's like a mirror, but it goes into China. Something about China. I can't think of what it's off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of what it is. It has like a oval shape, and it's got like it looks like a like a mirror inside of it. And I've seen business have this. And for some reason, I'm being told for you to get one of these. I'll look it up and I'll let you know later, because I can't describe. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
But I'll get back to you on that. But you need one to put it outside your house. What it does is like a reflection of somebody, if they're trying to throw stuff at you, it kind of like bounces off and it sends the energy out. And what it does, it's good because it keeps like the traffic, I guess, because everything's like toxic. You know how like our vehicles are always blowing that smoke. But I mean, so for some reason that this image I'm seeing in my head, you can put it on the wall, or you can even put it at the front door of your house. What it does, it just repels, and it's like a mirror. It reflects everything out. Okay. And then I see the Starseed card coming out. It says the Starseed. And then I'm seeing the Hermit card, which is... Okay, that's kind of crazy. I haven't talked to him. Of course, nobody knows you know, because we don't talk offline, even though, you know, we do message on Messenger. But I keep seeing you going to woods. I've seen woods with this. I've seen you going in the woods. And I see, like, and I'm seeing, like, a stream of water. And I'm feeling like you're using water, air, and fire all at once. It sounds like a camp area. I don't know why I'm seeing this. Like, I'm seeing you do it. And using everything around you to re-energize yourself. That's what I'm seeing. And then on top of that, I see, hold on. It's like a, okay, this is weird. I'm seeing like water and kind of like, and I'm seeing this image in my head like you're, and I'm not saying you're grabbing the water because we don't have that type of power, but you're grabbing the water. And I'm seeing it float in your, like you're putting your hands together. And I'm seeing the water pile up on your hands that you're putting it. It's like you're drinking God's water. Is what I'm being told, like God's water.
Well, like, I can do that.
I'm being told that.
I can hold water in my hand. I can do that.
Yes. Yes, I know you can, but I'm seeing magic around the water. It has like a glow to it. And it's weird that I'm being told the fountain of water or the something of the youth. And
fountain
I'm seeing,
of
like,
youth.
Water and it. Yes, and I keep seeing you do that, like I'm just seeing you drink it, and it's making you like, oh, okay, now that's weird. They're actually telling me to tell you this song. You're shining like a diamond, okay? They're telling me you shine
Rihanna.
Like a diamond, and that's for
Rihanna.
Okay, that's what and I'm seeing that. And then with that being said, I'm seeing the Temperance card where I'm being told that some people are kind of like, I kind of feel like there is some issues, like people are getting angry and irritated in a way because they see you grow. And I think that there is some issues that, you know, they just don't like you. I guess growing is what I'm being told. And then I'm being told that you're very generous. And it takes a lot to get you mad, but when you do, the first thing I keep seeing in my head is like you're like a goddess of fire. Something makes you mad. I'm gonna say like this. If I was not related to you, as we know that you have that connection. But for anyone that would piss you off, oh my God, I would not want to be in your way. Literally, you have this very, very strong. You have this presence of. And it's not that you do it, but you have this presence of intimidating. I guess it's because when they feel intimidated or they try to come to your energy field, they cannot even come close to you because they're not supposed to be around you or associated with you. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if my friend Beth is listening, but Beth, if you're listening, this is what I'm seeing with you too. You have this energy that you just have so much light and this life force to where if people try to hurt you, they can even stand in front of you. That's like 2 feet. Like even if they try to do 5 feet or 3 feet, they cannot even come in your energy field. And I'm being told with our ancestors. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Were you gonna say something?
Oh, I just said it's good. They can't come get close to me like that. That's good. Stay away.
Yeah. And I'm being told that you do have the spirit guide, of course. You have the person you know. And then you also have, I want to say, like a godmother presence also. I'm being told that you have this very strong guides around you. So if even people try to come within, people cannot come close to you. And it's weird because I'm being told that with me, some people are going to start feeling that with me, that if it's in person, they're not going to come near me because they feel threatened by me and they have bad intent. So if anybody has bad intent, they can't come in your energy field because you're like a bubble. That's what I'm being told. You're like a bubble, like that. You know how, like, I'm not making fun of this movie, but this is what it feels like and it looks like. I'm seeing, like, the Bubble Boy movie with Adam. What's that last name? Oh, my God. I can't think of his name. It's like you just have this, like, it's like, you know how when you do, when you blow bubbles, you're inside that bubble.
Mm-hmm.
They can't bust it. You understand what I'm saying? It's like they cannot bust it. So what I was told to tell you that you just keep doing what you're doing. You call up on your ancestor, which you know who that is, and you just keep doing what you're doing. And then I'm being told she loves the rose petals that you've been giving her. She also likes the stuff that you've been giving her. She drinks it up like quick, like she absorbs it. And then for some reason, oh my God, I forgot. I remember seeing this on eBay. It's something that's called Southern Root. It's good for females with relationships, and it's also good for protection. And I'm seeing this root. It's only in Louisiana. I mean, so you need to get this root. I can't think of what it's called right now.
The moss.
I do feel like.
The moss.
Okay, what is it? It is the best way to describe it. It's got fingers. It's what I'm being told. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Because I can multiple tasks, but but I'm being told that you have this ability to
singing.
Work. I can't think of
singing
what it's
nettle.
Called right now.
What
can you say
nettle,
it again? I didn't
hear. Stinging nettle.
You can also be told for you to get St. Michael and St. Benedict medals, too, for protection, okay?
Okay.
So I do see that you will be doing a lot of stuff. And then I'm actually seeing this oil. It's called French something. It's called French. I forgot what it is. They usually use it for making dreams come true. I'm seeing you get this oil, or you even making this oil, and what it does, it embraces and helps you with your psychic ability, and what it does too, it helps you to manifest things in what you do.
Okay. I want to say Sunday is my solar return, my Earth Day, my birthday, and I'm going to the water. And it's going to be very hot, and I intend to do a sacred ritual. And I intend to leave there shining like a diamond and more. So, yes.
Wow, and that's amazing because I'm being told that and it's weird because you just validated what I saw because, you know, when I see you, I see you going to this. You know, to this area where it's got water. It looks like a water fountain is what I'm seeing. It does look like a water fountain. That's what I'm seeing. But it does have like a very strong connection. Okay, and I see this oil. I can't think of the oil name, but it's called French something. Okay, hold on. I'm looking. Oh, that's what it's called. it's called Southern Louisiana, and I can't pronounce the word, but I'm going to spell it for you. It's J-E-Z-B-E-L. So it's J-E-Z-E-B-E-L, and it's called root, and it's used for folk magic. You can get this in Southern Louisiana.
Is it Jezebel?
Yes. It almost looks like an oil, like lobsters. Not lobsters, but it looks like shrimp, but it has all these weeds on them. And for some reason, she told me that you can use this to help you with your magic, depending on what you're using it for. But I'm being told you already know what you can use it for. And in case if you don't, I'm being told for you to look into this root because you're going to be doing magic with it, and you're going to be helping clients with this root. So, but we will talk later.
Thank you. Thank you. I will put your package in the mail on Monday, and I will also send you something like a tracking number. But I will do it on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Queen. As I said there, ladies and gentlemen, there is only one person in the court queue. The next lady, actually, apart from Queen herself and Chris, which is like two helpers and readers on Psychic Choice Radio, because Queen has read with us many times here on the show and helps us tremendously throughout the years, very often jumping in to read with us when a guest doesn't turn up. We've had Holly, is another lady that does the same with us there, and we've had one or two other people that have helped us over the years to do shows. These people really, out of the goodness of the heart, are actually helping to support us. But let's say that they really don't need to when they're already helping us. Yeah? So as we said there earlier, and to reiterate, these people really don't need to do this, because it should be the callers and listeners that are the supportive part of the show. Yeah? So when we get support from our actual readers and helpers, it's a tremendous boost, because it shows that we are doing something right, you know? And if we wasn't, then they wouldn't be here to read and help you, yeah? So, you know, these are wonderful people that are not only in support of what we do and the way that we do it, but they're ready to give themselves, and that really touches my heartstrings over the years, to find that sort of support. But we're in the begging stage now of actually asking you, the callers and listeners, to keep it going. Because we're not going to be able to run on fresh air for much longer, you know. And this is the way things are now, because we know that money's tight everywhere. But really, it's a suggested fee there. You don't have to hit that amount. You can hit whatever you wish. If you can only afford a dollar, then put a dollar, you know. If you can afford more than the $3.50, which a lot of people do, then that's lovely as well. But, you know, it's say whatever you feel you can afford, but please don't ignore us. You know, 365 days a year, we're here for you wherever possible. And finding people to read on the shows is a task in itself, yeah? Okay, we've been joined by one new person now. Okay, so we have Aaliyah, and Carolyn's just joined us. So, Aaliyah.
Hello, yes.
Wow, how can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to know, like, when do you see me moving back into my new place? Well, not back in. I'm going to just say, when you see me moving into my new place, because they had me waiting, for a long time, because they got to clean the place up in order for me to move in. So I want to know, do you see me moving in this month or, next month?
Honestly, with everything that you said, they're trying to clean up as much as they can, and they're trying to make it rapid, make it quick. But honestly, this month, I'm being told, hold on. I want to say like June is what I'm seeing. Now, if they're still on the delay, I mean, because I'm seeing that you've been trying to move for a long time, but it seems like they keep telling you the same thing over and over and over, and it's like nothing's getting anything done. But I'm being told that they're working at their own pace because it does take money, you know, for all the merchandise. But I'm seeing, if anything, the earliest would be June, the latest. Hold on. Oh, my God, that's too long. What I was told is that the earliest would be June, the latest is September. Depending on how productive they are, that would almost be, you would almost move when school starts. When school starts again. But I'm just going to pray for you that you move sooner than that, because September is a long way from now, even though the months are going by quick.
She was saying that it should be done in like 2 weeks. The lady that I was talking to, she's saying the place should have been done in 2 weeks.
Well, I'm being told that it can be, I mean, until June. So if you're saying 2 weeks, that would probably be like very close to the either end of May going into June. So, yeah.
Like the beginning
so
of June.
So it could be, but if they're kind of like procrastinating, if they kind of like keep you on hold, and they're like, okay, we're going to get it done, we're going to get it done, we're going to get it done. And as the month go by, it's going to be like, almost like when school starts again, if they don't get the shit together. But what I'm being told is that I'm seeing June, so it's probably going to be like the first or the second week of June when everything's done.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, but it's still possible that you can move in May, but I'm seeing for some reason June, so I'm thinking maybe when you're moving, everything's going to be settled in by June. So I wouldn't be surprised if you move in like towards the last week of May, but you'll probably be already more relaxed in June. Like you'll be settled in. So, yeah.
You think I would like it, the place?
I can't hear you. I can hear a little loud noise in the background. What did you say?
I said, you think that I would like the place?
Honestly? Would she like the place? Hold on. Okay, I'm being told yes, you will like the place. Because I was talking to my grandma and my other guys, right? I asked them, you like the place? And I'm being told yes.
Okay. Is it big?
And
or
you
small?
Will feel like very. I want to say for some reason, I don't know why, but I'm seeing a word apartment. Maybe it's near apartment, but. I'm seeing like, I want to say like, for some reason, hold on. I'm seeing like 2 or 3 bedrooms. For some reason, I don't know why. I'm seeing like 2 or 3. So, but yeah. But I feel like it's going to be big. There's going to be something there. Well, go ahead, sorry.
It should be a one, because I was signing up for a studio. So they were saying it's a studio. So you probably be seeing, like, the bathroom, and you probably see a different door.
Yeah.
Because I'm
trying to
for a studio.
What I'm being told that what I'm seeing is, like, 2 to 3. But you're saying that you signed up for 1. But I'm seeing probably everything else looks bigger than what's been normal. So I'm being told, yeah, I want to say probably by you. Very close, very close.
It's very close to coming.
I can't hear you say it again.
You said that it was ready, very close to coming?
Yes, you're going to be very close to moving, yes. And I just feel like with this studio, you're going to be doing a lot of good things.
Later.
And it's worth it.
Because,
so, well, thank you.
Because You can hear me? Or is it
yeah, I can hear you. It's just a noise in the background I keep hearing for some reason.
Okay, well, sorry about that. But do you see any, like, relationships coming?
Yeah, right now. Right now, at the present time. Hold on, let me see. Because right now, even though I haven't shuffled, but I was told for some reason that I got not right now. I was told no, but I'm going to just make sure that they're telling me the accurate information. But right now, I was told the first three cards that sell was overcoming difficulties, which is what you're waiting on for you to move. your sensitivity is very high right now. You've been told to honor yourself, healing, things that you see in your mind, see this person coming in their love life, but not right away. I'm being told that you possibly will be dating, but not much later. You won't be into a relationship until much, much later. So I'm thinking probably with all this stuff going on,
yeah.
You might meet somebody who went right after you moved. So that's going to be probably because I'm seeing like sometime in August, September is when they're going to be like probably more settled in with the person you're going to be with. So it's going to be kind of like from now to July to where you're going to be just dating people, but no one particular is standing out to me right now. Not anyone particular. It's just going to be just dating. But it won't be getting serious until the September time frame.
Do you not have a card? Not any right here. Usually be right
now.
I wanted to ask one more question. Because, like, I'm at work.
Okay.
I'm thinking, should I get another job or stay at this job?
Well, I'm being told. Hold on, she needs another job. Okay, right now I'm being told. Hold on, so they're talking. There's so much noise in the background. I'm trying to block that out. Hold on.
I'll put it on mute.
For some reason, I'm seeing like no and then yes. So it's kind of like in the middle. I actually did hear more no than anything. But then when I asked again, they're telling me yes, no. It's kind of like in the middle. Depending on like the payment or whatever you're going to be paying when you move will determine if you need another job. Right at the moment, I'm not seeing anything that you do need a job, but if it's not enough to manage your studio and whatever other merchandise you're going to be getting, then yes, I would say get a job. If you can make it to where you don't work overworked where you're at right now, and then if you get a second job, I'm being told to maybe kind of like work with the flexibility that you have where you can work from this time to this time. So at least you'll have time to rest once you get home from the second job if you decide to get the second one. But right at the moment, I'm being told you're fine right now. Because I'm being told that there's a possible promotion or like advancement, possibly into management. So they're probably looking at you, but you're probably not aware of it. But I'm being told possible management position, so there is people that are watching your work on how dependable you are, how good you are with people, will determine that promotion, and that's what I was told to tell you. Are you there? Can you hear nothing? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I had put you on mute.
Okay. But our time is up, though. But if you want to talk to me, just give me a call. If you got my phone number at the beginning of the show, I would say just give me a call if you can. If you have my phone number, give it out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really
appreciate
it. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Now, you may hear Chris giving his phone number out many times on the shows with us on a Friday evening, and that's where you can get hold of Chris. We will actually, with Chris's permission, put that into the show page for you on the next show. So I shall get in contact with Chris on Facebook there this evening, and Chris will put that in there for me, and then we can write that into the write-up for the next show, so that Chris doesn't have to keep repeating it every week, because very often, you know, Chris repeats that number for you, and not everybody has it. So if it's written into the show page, it's easily obtainable there for you, and we will do that. Also, you will see that in the write-up there, ladies and gents, is that where it says today's guest, next to that is a clickable link. So very often, the guest for any evening will be a clickable link. It'll take you either off to a website or to a Facebook page. So, you know, do use that. They are clickable links, as is the PayPal buttons. So, you know, we have a number of clickable links there in the show for you on the show page. Right then, I think we're just about on our last call, Chris. So we have Carolyn.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I do have a question, and then anything you have after that would be, I'd be grateful for it. Thank you.
Okay, so what is the question that you have?
When do you see Aaron calling?
Okay, when do I see Aaron calling? Okay, for some reason, I keep looking at his number. They're telling me something about five. I want to say like 5 days, maybe 5 weeks, but I'm not saying week, but I was just saying like five. I keep saying five, so it could be like 5 days. I want to say like 5 days after what I'm being told. Now,
okay.
If he does not call within those 5 days, it's because he's going through some hardship and having to deal with other things, so just give him time to call you. No peer pressure is what I'm being told. Just give it time and he should call you within those 5 days.
Okay. And then anything else, Chris, that you might have, you know, I'm interested in hearing, please.
Okay. What is your name again so I can tune into your name?
Carolyn.
Okay. Okay. There's something about the moon cycles that I got, capitalize on it, to capitalize on these cycles that I'm being told, and then I'm seeing white doves, and I'm being told peace comes from remembering the only love is real, and then I was told from Archangel Michael, and then the Oracle cards is remember who you are. I'm being told that you are loved. You're a created child of God. Don't ever feel that you're not loved. I was told to tell you because I'm being told to remind you that you know who you are. And in case if you don't, I'm being told to remind you. And then the last one I got was be courage. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. So in other words, I was told to tell you to stand up for yourself. Don't be the quiet one anymore. Like I say, I remember my mom told me this one time, if you squeal, they'll listen. So in other words, if something is bothering you, you need to speak up. You've been too quiet for some time that you hold everything in, and you're just going to think, well, maybe if I just you know, do a certain contact or look, I give them a certain look, or I don't have to open my mouth, they should really know what I'm thinking or what do I expect for what you believe in. Have the compassion, as you always do, and just give lots of love and encouragement. And just basically you need to just, what I was told, basically they're telling me for you to really just stand up and just, you need to speak up because a lot of people are not hearing you, and I feel like you need to be heard and you're not being heard. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm being told that you need to just, it's time for you to spread your wings and start speaking up on what you need to value yourself. You're kind of like holding back on some things, is what I'm being told. And you kind of like limit yourself to some degree, but I'm being told don't do that anymore. Don't ever hold yourself back and don't ever expect less. You need to give your value of how much you're worth. You're not giving them much of how much you are worth. You're worth more than what you're giving yourself credit for. And I'm being told the word priceless is coming up to you. So just remember that you're priceless and there's no replacing you. Hopefully that stands out, but that's what I was told to tell you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I was told to tell you. And then with that, with that being said, trust your inner knowledge. You need to start acting up on what you need to get done. And I'm being told you know what you need to do. So they're telling me too for you to get everything and start getting it together. In other words, get with the program. That's what I was told. Other than that, that's what I was told to tell you at the moment. So, anything else?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hopefully everything makes sense with what I said. And I'm being sure that it might pertain to Aaron, too. Just don't kind of like, I'm going to put it just with Aaron. Like I told you, I see 5 days. So just tell him how you feel. If you don't speak up and you're not the speaking squill, he's not going to hear you. If you expect him to read your mind, it's not going to happen. You need to tell him, you know what, this is what I'm wanting. Can we talk about it and without having any arguments, just say, can we just go for dinner and can we just talk about it? Because I'm being told that maybe we go out to eat together or just something romantic. After you're done eating, y'all can talk, and like at a park or somewhere to where you can just tell him, you know what, this is how I feel, and you're not paying attention to my body language, and you're not paying attention to my feelings. So you need to speak up for yourself, even with that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
welcome. I'm going to hang up now. My phone is dying. The charge is dying. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hey.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. We could hear that actually breaking up. Right. We've got 4 minutes, and we're going to say a big, big thank you there to Chris once again for joining us this evening. Chris doing it all again next Friday evening, hopefully without the bugs, because, you know, when we say bugs, I don't want to have to be talking about donations and that every week and every show, you know, and we shouldn't have to. It's in the write-up. And that should be enough. And having to speak out and address the problem repeatedly, you know, it's just not really what we were about. We've been doing these shows for over 10 years now. And when we started, we were giving out the kindness of our hearts to you, you know, and saying nothing and just keeping stum sort of thing. And then one day when we start asking for a little support and help, it's like, you know, asking for the sun, the moon and the stars. That's how it seems to me. You know, there was one guy that addressed me on Facebook, and I'll never forget it. He said that you said that you'd always be free. And I thought, well, you know, you can't have everything in life for nothing. You know, we need to be supported. And I think that in supporting you, supporting us back is not a bad thing, you know. If it is, say so. Right, we're out of here. We're going. No more bells. No more nothing. We're going. We'll find you a piece of music. Let's see what we've got for you. Yes.